Meet John, the son of Romanian immigrants. He was born in the United States in 1979 and named after his attending doctor. His father had hoped that his son could aspire to similar heights. His parents told him to give him the best that money and America's opportunities could provide. By the time he had reached puberty, they'd moved out of Philadelphia's slum to a suburban community where John flourished. There were problems, however, as John's uniquely American ideals constantly conflicted with his parents' old-world ideas. He struggled to be a good son in his parents' eyes, yet be his own man in a world that was different from the one his parents had known. His need for acceptance and search for identity would last into his college years. Meet Jane. Likewise the daughter of immigrants, she also grew up in the Philadelphia slum. She was named after her family sponsor to America, a lovely and kind woman who represented hope to her family. Her parents also moved up in the world and bought their own little slice of heaven in Northeast Philly. They made a modest living, and Jane did what she could by working part-time jobs through high school. Jane, too, often conflicted with her parents' emphasis of the family over the individual, but she learned to find peace with both herself and those she loved. Meet John and Jane. In the spring of 2002, John stumbled upon Jane's online journal, and in her found someone who had achieved what he had not. Beginning online conversations, he asked her about the conflicts of her young adulthood and how she had come to resolve them. As often happens, emotional intimacy engendered mutual romantic feeling. Though they know many details about each other's past, the topic of race has never arisen. It's funny that something so important to so many other people would be overlooked. In fact, it makes you wonder why it is so important to so many other people. John makes his move one Friday night over the phone.